Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Now, as Joe Biden celebrates his Irish heritage and proud roots in Louth and Mayo, supporters in both counties are hoping that the 46th President of America will visit them once COVID restrictions and his schedule allow. Our reporter John Cook is live in Ballina this evening. And what is happening there, John?
Well, Sarah, COVID lockdown means there's no street party here for the inauguration, but the stars and stripes are flying outside most businesses along Garden Street in Ballina, where Joe Biden's Blewitt ancestors hail from, while his picture hangs high in a massive mural in the market square. And Harrison's Pub looks like the Democratic campaign headquarters, with blue, red and white balloons and large Biden-Harris signs in the window. Today I met owner Derek Leonard and fellow publican turned mural artist Porrig Smiler Mitchell, who are both also US citizens from their time spent in Boston in the 80s and 90s. So they actually had a vote for their Mayo candidate for the White House. They posted video messages to Joe Biden in the absence of any public festivities, while Ballina's Moy Singers have sent a virtual choir tribute with an Irish blessing, which we can hear some of before 21-year-old student Martin Leonard gave me Ballina's Biden history.
Well, Joe Biden's three times great grandfather, Edward Blewitt, was actually born here on the street circa 1795. And his great-great-grandfather, Patrick Pius Blewitt, he was born here in 1832, and they left in their 18, when he was 18, in 1851 on the SS Excelsior to the US. So that's the connection there on through his maternal side. His three times great-grandfather, Edward, as I mentioned, was a surveyor with the Ordnance Survey. He also was involved with the building of the cathedral here in town. He also was an overseer in the workhouse.
During the famine time. You say that Joe Biden is 5/8 Irish. He traces ancestry to County Louth too. It's similar connections, but why is it that Mayo is so much a part of his story? He seems to reference it a lot.
I suppose, he has the connection to the Cooley Peninsula in County Louth and the Finnegan side, and he's visited both. But I suppose he's been back here twice on 2016, 2017, and he's developed a connection for the area. So I suppose he just has a great love of the ancestral connection and the scenery and the people here. I think it's a hugely significant historical event for the town, the west of Ireland, and it's just a major connection between the US politics and Ireland. It's another connection in the story, but it will be a huge boost to us here, I suppose, in terms of tourism, and just that we can claim somebody in such a position as one of our own.
Admiring the Joe Biden mural today. What does it mean to you?
Oh, it's a fantastic thing for Ballina town. It's great. It's great to have the connection to the town.
What's the message from Ballina to Washington today?
Congratulations to Joe. That's it. And all the family. Welcome to Ballina over the next few years.
That's a great day, in fairness, for the world. You know, we said it before. Ballina probably saved the world in the last couple of weeks, you know. And Joe Biden's people are from here. If they hadn't left here and went to the States, there'd be no Joe Biden president today.
He's going to save the world, you say?
He's going to save the world, yeah, compared to what we had.
Derek, in your pub, Harrison's across the road, I can see the Biden posters. This should have been a good night in Harrison's pub. It's not going to happen, but is it still a good day in Ballina?
It's a great day for Ballina. It's a great day for Ireland. And you know, again, any day you have a president from your hometown, and this is our second one, Mary Robinson being the first. You know, it's a great day for Ireland and a great day for the world. You know, that again, he's only the second Catholic president of the United States, and he has strong faith and he'll do what's right, you know, and compared to the last man, you know, we'll be back to some form of normality.
You got to vote for him as well. You got to meet Joe Biden too. Was he in your pub?
Yes, Joe was actually here in 2016 as vice president, because he wanted to explore his ancestors. And then when he was out of office in 2017, he came back again to turn the sod on the new Mayo Roscommon Hospice. And while he was here, he came in a private capacity. And
how would you describe him as someone to talk to?
He's very warm, very charismatic. He is a sincere man that, you know, when he asks you a question, he really wants to hear the answer. He's not just asking the question for the sake of asking the question.
I know you have plans for possibly a Biden centre in Ballina. Definitely a visit. You're hoping he'll be back again.
Well, when we were doing the mural, we sent him the videos of us making the mural, and he was so delighted. He said, I definitely will be back as president. And we're kind of hoping that he will come back by the end of maybe this year.
There should have been a big screen. There should have been a street party.
Maybe there will be
if Joe Biden comes, Smiler. The Moisingers in Ballinas sending their message to Joe Biden. May the road rise up to meet him as well. What's your message to him today?
Well, the best of luck to Joe. And we're trying to find a connection to the Vice President Harris. I'm sure we will. If we look hard enough, we'll find something.
She'll be welcome in Ballina too.
Will surely, yeah. No problem.
And that is Ballina's Moy Singers, really beautiful in their musical tribute to US President Joe Biden. John, I believe you've been meeting his Mayo cousins too.
Yes, Sarah, I'm moved about 13 kilometres out the road to Knockmore, the home of Joe Biden's Mayo cousins, where I met a very small and COVID-safe gathering. It's a low-key affair as Brendan Blewett and his son Joe and his wife and family, Brendan's daughter Larita as well, were enjoying champagne with American flags and balloons flying as they listened to the president's inauguration speech. Neighbours passing the road, well, they can't call in because of COVID, but they are honking horns in celebration as Brendan and his family joined me outside in the last few minutes to give their reaction to President Biden's inauguration and his words.
And I thought it was a very, very lovely speech, actually. And he's good for all the nation, I think.
You're very proud of Joe Biden today.
I'd be very proud of him. Okay. I suppose any Irish person would be.
No big gatherings allowed today, but you're here with your son. That's a call from Washington, I'd say, Brendan. and Joe, what did you think of it yourself? You've been watching here with your wife Deirdre and your children. There's champagne being popped there, but no big celebrations otherwise. But I think you're making the best of it yourselves.
No big celebrations. Just for having a lovely celebration ourselves here. The only woman that's missing today is our mam, actually. She passed away there last December. And Joe Biden was very fond of her. He sent her a note and stuff and when he met her a few times. And it's just a shame she's not around today to see it, because it's a great day in history today for us. Like, we'll never see anything like this again in our house. So I'm just so happy and very proud.
You hope there will be bigger celebrations to come, that there'll be a big welcome from the Blewitts, I've no doubt, but from the people of Ballina and Knockmore for Joe Biden, President Biden in future.
Oh, there'll be serious celebrations. I'd say there's a lot of celebrations going on at people's houses today in Ballina, because they're putting up pictures of balloons and, you know, they're so proud of him. And I'd say when he comes back to Ballina, it'll be a serious party.
And you have the flags flying as well. And the style here is amazing. You're better dressed than if you're in Washington, Larita. You're emotional too.
Yeah, absolutely. Very emotional there. It was just, I suppose, to see him, you know, we were so proud of him. And he spoke so so well about unity. And he's trying to get America back on track. And I think that's the big thing. He's got a massive, you know, job ahead of him with all the COVID issues and all the unrest in America. But I think he's the man for the job.
He spoke about democracy and unity and truth and justice and hope and repairing relationships with the rest of the world as well. And we know he flies the flag for Ireland as well as America. What did you think of the speech, Larita, and his message going forward?
Yeah, very powerful. But I mean, we would expect nothing more than that from him, or nothing less either, because, you know, he's a natural born leader, a natural born politician. And, you know, he's hitting the ground running. He's ready to go. I think he's going to head over and try and get some of those bills passed today as well. So he's not going to be celebrating too long. He's going to be moving on and getting the job done.
Okay, and Brendan, you're not going to tell me whether that was him calling you. I'll let you take that phone call now. What's your message to Joe Biden when you do get to talk to him?
Best of luck to him, and he's entitled to it. And we'd love to see him home sometime.
Okay, yeah. This will be home for him whenever he wants it.
Yes. Yeah.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate
it. Cheers, John.
And that is members of the Blewett family in Knockmore, Joe Biden's Mayo cousins, ending John Cook's report. And one expects that they would have a very big welcome for him if indeed he is in a position to visit once COVID restrictions are lifted. John, thank you very much for that report. We'll take a break.